Welcome back to the Psych Zone Podcast. It's Alex and Lucci here. We are today talking about the, guess what it is?
Guns. Talking about guns.
Yeah. And it's going to be a great topic today. It's one of the main things that we are passionate about. Like, Second Amendment is the cornerstone of the Bill of Rights. It's the cornerstone of the American democracy. It's the cornerstone of what America was founded on. We'll go through today why it was founded and what some problems are about it, and then we're going to understand the limitations of gun ownership, but why it's so important for this country. So let's open it up with our lives. I want to bring it back here. So Alex, how was your week?
So I've been super busy with school. I feel like school has been slamming me lately, like on the ground. Like, I have had test over assignment. I've probably been so busy this last week or so. Like, this is, it's finally all like getting, ramping up to get like, oh, you got to get this done. Because I'm just getting hit with stuff. Now, thankfully, it is the weekend. I got a lot done. I'm getting a lot done, and I'm super proud of that. But it's just so much that I'm like, oh man, like, you know, when we're doing this podcast, I have a job,
right.
I have, you know, other responsibilities. It all kind of adds up, you know, in that stress, but I've been keeping it pretty well. But just overall, you know, when you have so much to do, it can get overwhelming sometimes.
Yeah, I'm definitely overwhelmed as well, because I just had a test Wednesday and I have two tests next week, and then we have this episode today. It's all coming into one, but I think I'm managing it because I've planned this 2 weeks in advance. So we have this thing where we have the episode date 2 weeks in advance. We have 2 weeks to do our research, make it great as possible, but we also know that we have our other lives, and we have to do well in the tests, do well in our classes, so that we have actual time to spend on this podcast. So
yeah,
that's how I plan out my week.
I just had a geology test and I didn't have much of that time to study. And the lockdown browser wasn't working because it's an online class, and I was freaking out, and the teacher wasn't being very much helpful. And I remember just taking it instantly because I was already so pent up with anger because the teacher wasn't being helpful, lockdown browser wasn't working. I took it, and I felt horrible after taking it. I was like, I just bombed my first geology test, but I didn't. I got a 75. I'm going to take it, learn from it, get better on the next one. But definitely was a blessing from God, because I was like, man, that was a 40 probably on that test, and it was 75. So I'm like, okay, we still have an A in the class. I have a 90. So we're going to take that.
Okay. Yeah. I want to see you get better grades. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. More. I think it would be more preparation. Preparation.
Yeah. Now that I got the lockdown browser to work, it should all work now.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. So the first thing today is, what is the Second Amendment? So we go into the Bill of Rights. Second Amendment says that the person, the individual, has the right to bear arms. And this is going back to the timeline why it was written. This was the era of the colonists, and they had local militia set up, and they wanted to give the individual right to bear arms because they had the local militia. There was no big army yet, and they want each person to have a gun for the security of the whole group, because if each person has a gun, then they can call upon those people to form a group into a militia and then fight another group, Britain or another outside nation, so that they can easily mobilize a population.
Very true. Because, you know, at the time, the central government was very weak compared to what it is now. And so they had a kind of a weak military, so everyone having a gun kind of like, in a way, fixed it, or it was a Band-Aid over the issue, you know? So if everybody had a gun, they could defend against Britain.
And it was very important at that time, because if you didn't have a gun, you had no security, you had no protection, you couldn't defend your land, and you couldn't defend the people around you, because it was very much community-based. Like, you were protecting out for the other person that's your neighbor, or you're protecting the other person across the street or in your whole neighborhood. So it's very much community based.
I can also see it from a different angle of, like, at the time, you know, they're still dealing with Native Americans. You had to defend yourself against Native Americans. It was also quite wild out there. I'm sure there was bears at the time, or different animals, maybe a mountain lion or you know, just different creatures that could definitely be dangerous. I don't know if there was wolves up there or not, but, you know, there's tons of animals that could have at the time been dangerous. You got to protect yourself from the animals, the natives, and the colonists that were coming. So many different things that they probably needed guns for.
It's very important for them because you can't defend yourself in that era without a gun. And the British, the soldiers, they have guns, and they can impose their will if the colonists don't have guns. So very important that time, bottom line. And throughout, from 1783, when we got independent, well, like, we pushed Britain out, we got independence in 1776, till whatever, like 1980s, it was still an important matter. Guns were not debated as much as we see today, because it's been an inalienable right. It's been like something that people hold true. But today we've seen that more people are speaking against having gun ownership. And I like to ask why they think that way in this discussion.
And I think I could answer for like why, as we've seen in our day and age of like, we have mass shootings, we have school shootings, we have, you know, mass murders. And the thing is, we can't solve them, and that everyone blames the gun instantly instead of the mentally ill person that would rather harm hundreds of people, you know? And so a lot of times, though, the media will put it right on the guns that, how did they get this gun? Well, did they go through any background checks, really? No, I mean, they went through a simple, very probably basic, and they got the gun.
Yeah. And we just saw the recent shooting in Georgia. It's very sad. Like, I don't ever want to see people die because of one person who was not mentally ill. And, like, the death toll, 2 teachers and then 2 students.
Yeah. And that's, I know it sounds bad, but that one's not even as bad as we've seen even worse school shootings in the past with more deaths. Mm-hmm. And they're all very sad. And plus,
my heart goes out to them.
Yes, all
should the pray hearts. For them. But the problem, like, that those individuals that get those guns, they get it from illegal means. And that person, he got his gun from his dad. And it shouldn't have never gone from the ownership to him. So,
especially with his mental side at the time, like, his father should have known better. My son is not mentally capable and being a responsible United States citizen and human being to own this gun. And he should have never had it. But his father, bad parenting, straight up, there's no ifs or ends about it, should have never given him that gun and gave him all the privilege of it not being locked up. It just, I assume, like, he just took it to school that day and decided he was going to ruin a couple lives. Mm-hmm. And a lot of lives, to be honest, not a couple, a lot.
I mean, I've been to your house, and your father keeps it locked.
Yeah.
Like, he never allowed you to do it unless you were with him.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be. That's how you should keep the guns regulated in the bin. But going back to it, you can't blame the gun because of the outcome of it. You have to blame the mental state. And I think that's one of the big things in America today. It's a mental battle. Today we have a lot of depression. We have people contemplating about suicide.
Oh yeah.
And we have it's getting in higher rates, and we have people wanting to harm other people because we have a division in the country, because we have a lot of media that can portray things negatively. And I think that's the real problem that we have in owning guns. It's not about owning the guns, it's about the person who owns the gun.
I have a statistic that 54% of shootings is actually suicide. So there's a huge mental part in that, and then the 43% other part is murders, and then 3% is other. So there is a huge, you know, when it comes to gun violence, it's mostly suicides, but there are lots of murders. 43% is still a high amount. And we in Lucci, I sent him a video about how Switzerland handles guns, and they go through a lot more of a background check. They ask people, they do so much more on their, you know, background checks and making sure that this person is mentally able to have the gun. And I wish we had a system like that where we actually really knew, hey, like, do you have the mental capacity? What are your intentions with this gun? You know, we asked more questions. I know that seems like threatening to some people that we would, like, everyone, no matter what their stance, mental capacity is, should have a gun. But in my opinion, they should not. It comes to, are you, you know, in the right stance or like mental capacity to own this, where we don't have to worry, oh, you're going to harm a lot of people, you know?
Yeah. And over there, it's gun ownership is favored. It's looked upon with good eyes, because the national security is something that they value. And if everyone has a gun, just like in the older days, like in 1776, they can look out for each other in case of national security. Over there, yes, it's regulated to the point where you have to be mentally state, and that makes a check on the people who own guns. Not everybody can just go into the store and say, I want a gun. Even though you have a license, you have to be made sure that you are in the right state of mind. And I think that's very valuable, and that's what we should take from
it. It's a great example of like what we should do. And in extreme, if you look at countries like New Zealand, about 2019, they had a mass shooting at a church, killed lots of people. I think up to 15-30 people, can't remember exactly. Yeah. But the next week in Parliament, 119-1, they completely banned assault rifles, and everybody, because of one person, lost their right to assault rifles.
And I also wanted to address that the people who think that guns will destroy a country. Let's address that. If you look at Venezuela, if you look at Australia, these countries, they ban guns. When you ban guns, you take away the sole thing that a individual can use to protect themselves against a larger government. When you go to Venezuela in 2012, they launched a campaign against guns. The leader called Hugo Chavez, and then his successor was Nicolas Maduro. They banned guns, and in 2014, they started to confiscate so many guns from the people. In this time period from 2014 to today, crime rates have increased by over 400%. From 1999, 4,017 homicides to today, or 2014, 19,030 homicides a year. And when you take away guns, it gives no defense to the individual. Criminals will still have a way to acquire guns because they get it from the black market, the illegal market, and the people can't defend themselves against criminals because they don't have the guns. And then whenever the government has guns and the people don't have guns, then the government can impress the people because now they're sitting ducks.
Yeah. And going off on that, like, we always know, like, taking away guns from law-abiding citizens doesn't change anything. You're still going to have, when it comes to the illegal gun ownership, people getting guns illegally, and that's still going to be out killing and murdering people, because why do they have that gun, most likely illegally, to do something illegal like kill and murder someone?
Yeah. The sad thing is that in these countries, Australia, Venezuela, the people elected those leaders who decided to ban guns. So it was really the people that brought it upon themselves. In America, we the people can do that same mistake. We have leaders in the House of Representatives and Congress that are calling for the abolishment of guns, ban of guns. And it's going to leave us defenseless, because that's the one thing that the founders made. They thought that if people don't have guns, then the people that are in power can oppress them. Because people in power are not going to mess with individuals that have guns. We are free-minded individuals. We have guns. They're not going to mess with us if they know that we're going to fight back. Because imagine this. We have 300 million people in the U.S. 300 million people against the government. If we have guns, we're going to win. And it's harder to control people that have guns. So that's why the founders introduced that amendment, so that people have that freedom.
Yeah. Now let me ask you a couple questions. Do you mind? All right. Should there be any limits on gun rights?
There should be regulations on how you can own guns. There should never be a ban or like a registration thing, because registration also always leads to confiscation. If you try to control the people who have guns, then you're, in the long run, they're going to be confiscated, because the government will always try to control the people. So I think there should be a way to screen people who have guns to make sure that they're mentally capable of having it, and have like a 5-year background check, like a check in. Hey, are you still in mentally good shape to own that gun?
So I'm basically, the government needs to do their due diligence, and actually, if we're going to have this law, do what's right and protect the people. Even though they've allowed this law, they need to do their due diligence and check up on people, make sure that they still have the right to own that gun.
Correct? Yeah. Make sure they have it's like a driver's license. You get it renewed every like 10 years. And then you make sure that you're a good citizen in the law, and then you get a new driver's license.
Yeah,
a new passport.
That kind of makes sense, because like you need a license. You can't drive till you're 16, so, and you can't even own a gun. I mean, you can own a gun at 18, but you can't own a pistol till you're 21, but you can own a shotgun when you're 18. So if you got a license, kind of like a gun license, or even a hunting license, for example, you need a hunting license to go hunting for certain animals. That would kind of make sense.
And these laws, they might be already in place, but the extent to which they are sought after, they need to be more vigilant, because we can't have that one bad person that slipped through the cracks. And I think most of the guns that are acquired are not by law-abiding gun owners. I think they're from illegal gun owners. People who acquire the guns legally, they're the ones that ruin it for the rest of the people. They're the ones that make those mass shootings. And we need to stop that. We need to regulate. We need to, I'm not sure how we regulate that, because they get those illegally, but we need to find a way to prevent those people from stopping it, not take away the guns from the rest of the population that need it. We need to find a way to stop those other people.
Yeah. And coming back to even mental illness, I know in America, men have a huge mental illness problem, because there's not a lot of places for men to talk to. And even for the, you know, this month is the suicide prevention month. We have to find ways to, in my opinion, find more ways to help men, because men, sometimes they hit a breaking point and they'll do crazy things like school shootings, or because most school shootings are done, I think 90% or more, and that's, I'm just estimating, are done by men. I don't think I've ever heard of a school shooting done by a woman. And if all these people had the right mental, they would never have done that if they were mentally there. But most of these people are so like full of hatred, and their brain is corrupted, that they end up doing things like this. And most of them could be stopped. A lot of times, FBI has information on them and doesn't end up doing much with that.
Going back to the mental illness epidemic, the thing with America is that we're incredibly individualistic. We want to do everything on our own. We think that it's better to maybe just do things on our own rather than...
Especially as men, yeah.
Yeah, instead of confiding in another brother or another friend. So if you don't have people to talk to, you're just going to boil things inside. And I think that's what a lot of people do today. And it's, they go not to another person, but they go to social media. They go to a news outlet. They go to other things to stay connected. And then they stay disconnected, and they lose that interaction with people. And then that's what makes them more antisocial. Once you get antisocial, you get to the point where you tip the wrong way. And it's a hard thing, because in America, we're going to even more technological base, where we favor online interactions more than in-person meetings.
Yeah.
And that's why I always take in-person classes, side note, because I love interacting with other people, seeing other people in the class, having that interaction. But having that interaction is what we're missing today. And I think that's another factor into this.
Yeah. And there is a lack of, I would call, social workers to help people with this method, like therapists and things like that. I remember taking psychology last year, and it was like, there's like one, let's say, therapist for 600 people. Like, there is just not enough. If they're, for the amount of therapists there are, they were like, there's not enough of them. It's a career that definitely needs more people. There are not enough therapists and people to help with their mental illness, to help with their problems.
I agree. So the takeaway from me is the large government is the one thing that is the highest thing that could oppress the people, and the guns are the thing that take the freedom back to the individual and try to make them more powerful so that they can defend against the government. But if you take a step back and you look at other countries where they favor gun rights and they don't favor gun rights, how does that play into an aspect where you see the more successful countries and the less successful countries? How do you think America should go from here based on what you see?
From what I see, I really do, like I said, I think we need a way better, I think our background check system is, frankly, like I'll say nicely, crap. It doesn't exist. Like if me and you went in there right now to Cabela's, mm-hmm. we could probably both walk out with as many guns, like a shotgun or a rifle that we wanted, because it's considered a big gun, so it's harder to conceal, right? And like, let's say both of us were mentally not there, we could walk still. We could most likely pass. I feel like anybody nowadays can pass the background check system in America. And I think we need a system like Switzerland's where they interview people, they ask people, you go through several things to make sure that you are capable of owning this gun. Because guns, like, thing is, guns are nothing to, like, play around with. They still are, I would consider, dangerous. They can be dangerous in the wrong hands. The gun isn't inherently dangerous, but the capability of that gun is dangerous. So they need to make sure that they are in the right hands, you know?
Definitely. Yeah, it's, if you go into the store, you can buy the gun. I find that shocking. It's a very dangerous weapon. You need to find the right people to have it, because if you don't, they're going to be used wrong. And that's, it's common sense, actually. Like, you need to find the right person to have the right thing. You need to find the right person to have the right ID to go into a secure location. You need to find the right person to have this gun. So the background checks is definitely one factor that would solve the problem.
And I find that when people want to get rid of guns just in total, I find that just to be the lazy cop-out way of just like, oh, if we ban it all, then it fixes everything. But it ruins a lot in American culture, because it is part of our culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
So getting it rid of completely, it takes a lot from us as people of America, because it's one of our rights. And I think it's just the laziest way to fix the problem. It's super lazy, personally.
And those people that want to take it away, some of them, like if you go down to the level of the layman, the people, the regular people in the United States, they might not even understand why they want to get rid of the guns.
They just know that it kills lots of
people. They just know that it kills a lot of people. But they don't look at the consequences when you take it away. The people at the top, they know the consequences. They know that they can take away your guns, and now they can control you. Once they can control you, they can do anything they want, because you can't fight back. And you have guns so that you can fight back, and that's what's held the status quo from 1776 to now. We have guns, we can defend ourselves, and we can live our daily lives without it. And let's just go through a little bit of the stories of how guns have saved a lot of people. So I watched a video about 2 days ago and today. There are many instances where there's a shooter, an active shooter, inside a bar, inside of a elementary school. Mm-hmm. And there's a person that carries a legal firearm, concealed carries, and the person starts shooting at everyone in the thing. And then the person takes out the gun, bam, shoots the shooter, and the thing's done. If that person didn't have that gun, everybody in that vicinity would have been dead.
I have a story on that. There's a guy, I want to say it was in Ohio, but I don't remember the state. He was in a mall, and the guy started shooting people. I think two people ended up dying, but he had his concealed carry. Someone started shooting. He pulled out his gun. He shot him right in the head, and he ended up saving a lot of lives because he had an AR-style rifle, and he could have killed way more people. They said it was like a crowded day. The guy, he was instantly taken out by the civilian. And that guy should be considered a hero, and that story should have been out way more, a good thing. If more people had it, someone else could have. Now, obviously, there could be instances where someone else thinks that guy's the shooter, but, you know, the guy was taken out. Everyone knew that this guy with the AR was going to go in and hurt a lot of people. So, super good on that guy. He knew why he has that concealed carry, just for reasons like that. And we hope that we never have to use our guns like that like in situations where like it's a scary moment, you know, that guy probably had some thoughts going through his head like, oh crap, you know, what could the repercussions for me be with the law? But he knew like what he had to do. He took out the suspect and he ended up saving a lot of lives, and I consider that guy a hero.
Yeah. And these stories are not told. They're hidden.
They're suppressed. Away. Yeah.
The stories that are told are all about the shooters that are successful, the mass shootings, and they should be told. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be told. They should be told. But the other side of the story is that the guns that if some person, a legal abiding gun owner, is in that vicinity and he shoots someone, that story should be told because it makes the point that guns will keep the campus safe, keep the area safe from other bad gun, illegal gun owners.
Yes. Man, that was a lot we got in there.
Yeah. I'm glad we did this episode because it's very important to America. It's you. Do you own guns right now? Not yet.
I have not purchased my own firearm yet. Okay. I've shot firearms since I was a kid. I was taught gun safety. And my dad was very good. I'll give him lots of props. You know, we went out there. I first started off with a BB gun, which I think is a great starter for anybody out there. Like, you're having a kid, you get them a Daisy BB gun. You teach them safety because they definitely can't hurt anything. I mean, they could hurt. Yes, they could shoot themselves. But if you're really a parent, you do not let that happen. Like, so you get them a Daisy BB gun. You get, a can of soda, and you say, hey, all right, you're going to practice your aim. And first thing you do, actually, is you teach them safety and unsafety and not to point it at people. That is, a main thing, you know, teaching them what to point it at, what not to point it. When you're not aiming at your target, you keep it down. You know, you don't point it up at the air or up at somebody's side because you never know. Your trigger might be there. You might shoot them. So it's just very good, teaching. I learned from a young age of, gun safety, you know, how to handle the gun, how to handle, make sure it's always, you always check to make sure it's, you know, there's no bullet in the chamber, stuff like that. So I definitely also think when we're coming in that gun safety is a super big thing, and it should be even educational, it should be something everybody learns is gun safety so they don't shoot themselves or other people.
Yeah, I wish I had that training when I was young. I haven't I've never shot a gun.
You can go to a shooting range and learn guns. It'll take you in a day. Maybe even in 2 hours, you would learn everything you need to, and you would be safe enough to hold a firearm.
Really?
Too.
Yeah, I think I'll be a fast learner. I think
it's very simple. It's mainly common sense kind of stuff. But as a kid, you definitely need, as kids, we don't have common sense. So learning as a kid, you know, is very.
Yeah, I think a BB gun would be the best bet because I don't want to give a kid that pistol power. Or Can a person carry a pistol? You have to have a license to have a pistol.
I don't think a handgun. I think in Texas it's the only where you don't need any license to conceal carry.
To conceal carry.
I think most states have some sort of conceal carry law.
Okay. Yeah. I think I should start on the BB gun just for me. Just for my safety.
Yeah.
I don't want to shoot my eye out or my. Well, you could still shoot your eye, but
I'm hoping you're not, common sense again, you're not holding the barrel up to your eyeball.
Yeah, I'm like this. No. Yeah. I've been in laser tag, so I probably know how to shoot forwards. But I think the one gun that I would want to shoot is a shotgun.
Shotgun?
I just want to see how it sprays.
The kick, it might hurt you first time. I'll give you that. You're going to be like, man, my shoulder. That night you go to sleep, you're like, man, my shoulder hurts so bad because the kick is going to get you.
Really?
Yes, it's going to hurt. Your shoulder's going to be in a lot of pain.
I can imagine because it's a big one, right?
Yeah, it's just a big shell. That shell takes a lot of kick. It's going to hit your shoulder. It's going to move back a lot, especially after lots of shots. Let's say you shoot 30 shots, man, you're going to
be sore.
You're going to be very sore for a good couple of days.
Yeah, so I enjoyed this conversation because it's very important to discuss.
Yeah, we've been working on this project for a good time. We've had it saved up for a little bit of time, just waiting to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So just finally getting it out there. We're super blessed to get this out.
Yeah. And just a humble ask for those watching this today. We are posting content weekly. I would just ask you to share this with your family and friends because we want to share this to the world. We want to get this out to more people. And if you could do that for us, it would mean the world because we'll get more listeners on this podcast and get this ball rolling because we are only alive for a short period of time. So we want to make the most impact today here.
And we definitely, we're super thankful. We don't know how many people are listening on our Instagram Live, but we are now streaming on Instagram And so if you'd like to tune in, you can tune in every Friday, not every Friday, but about every other Friday for an Instagram Live, and you can watch the live stream, see how it all works, happens, and watch the full episode live with us as we're making it. Also, make sure to check us out on Spotify. We are making Instagram Reels, our Instagram, so check that out, and our TikTok. We're posting everywhere. We're trying to grow for y'all.
And also check out our YouTube page. We are finally on YouTube. We've had one episode out called The Border that was filmed about a month ago, but we finally figured out how to edit, and yes, we're both editing king, so we will get all our episodes posted for y'all in the next couple of weeks. This is the Sights On Podcast with Alex and Lucci. Thank you for listening. Sights On, signing off.